The scripture reading is Matthew 16:13-16. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school, today is the Thanksgiving Sunday. First of all, let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us to have abundant harvests, both physically and spiritually, and at both individual levels and church-wide this year. In today's reading passage is the conversation between Jesus and the disciples. Jesus asked them, "Who do you say I am?" Following Jesus, the disciples witnessed him preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and showing many powerful works. They saw the numerous things that could never be done by human abilities. So Peter boldly professed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He believed that Jesus was the Son of God who came to this earth as the Savior. Those who are good in their heart believed that Jesus is the Savior just by seeing the things that he had done. The Bible doesn't clearly say who, you know, with, by name, you know, who would be the Savior. So those who were, who knew the Bible by heart, who were chanting them all the time, because they don't know who the Savior is, there's the Israelites, they still, the Jews, they still wait for their Savior. But of course, the Bible writes in a way so those who are good-hearted can understand. So when Jesus came, the prophetess Anna, she always prayed at the temple. She was good-hearted. Just by seeing the baby, she knew he was the Savior. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, one can easily know that is true. You know, it's not only about the letters, the writings. It's how you understand what is written in the Bible with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It was the case with Peter. You know, Paul, Peter, he knew the law, so he wouldn't eat any detestable things. But then, why did God tell him to eat those detestable things? He realized it right away. Because God showed him the vision. He gained understanding, and he preached the gospel to the Gentiles. It's not only about if there is the record or not, if there is the writing or not. There's no Bible words that allowed him to eat detestable things. But by seeing this vision, and by understanding the will of God, he's obeyed the will of God and preached the gospel to the Gentiles. It was the case with the Apostle Paul too. Of course, he knew the Bible thoroughly. He studied under Gamaliel, who was the best, the most knowledgeable teacher of the Bible. What couldn't he know? He knew everything. And yet he couldn't accept the Lord at first. He was rather persecuting those who were believing in Jesus. And how did he accept Jesus? Just by meeting him once. He became blind, and he heard what would happen if he, and just by experiencing that once, he changed everything. He believed that Jesus is the Savior. In my case, too, I was an atheist. But deep in my heart, I actually kind of sought God. I couldn't really deny that there was no God. But at that time, you know, believing in demons or gods, I thought they were being kind of looked down upon. So I was pretending to be an atheist. But deep in my heart, I sought God. And by one experience, I accepted the Lord and I have never changed my mind. When I experienced that healing, divine healing, I thought in so many ways, if it's really the work of God, in so many angles, I calculated and I thought about it in so many different angles. And so I had to be sure. You know, I went over everything that happened since the day before. All the diseases were healed in just one day. With the science or medicine, it couldn't have been done with anything of this world. And that is why probably God gave me, let me have so many diseases so I couldn't deny the divine healing. So after being healed, no matter how much I thought, I had to. I couldn't help but accept that it was the work of God, and I accepted the Lord, and I professed my belief, and since then I've never doubted God until today. And it was the case with all men of God. So people say Christianity is a faith of experience. You know, without experiencing, you can't really believe just with knowledge. The professor who came recently, they see with their spiritual eyes. So they gain faith very quickly. You have to see and you have to hear and you have to touch by yourself. And this is true. You just say with your knowledge, I believe, and if you hear something else, then you think, oh, that might be true too. So you have to know the word properly, and not just as knowledge. With knowledge alone, you can't meet God or the Lord. So whatever you know, you have to turn it into yours, your own, by experiencing God. So that'll be true faith. So the disciples, Jesus performed so many signs and wonders, but disciples didn't know who he actually was. They didn't know that he was the Son of God. And even though they were taught, when Jesus said, you will have eternal life by eating my flesh and by drinking my blood, so many other disciples than the 12 disciples, so many other disciples, most of them left. Because they couldn't understand, they couldn't believe. How can he eat his flesh and drink his blood? So experience is very important for you to have faith. And also unchanging heart, persistent heart is very important. So those who were good in their heart believed that Jesus is the Savior just by seeing the things that He had done. In John 14:11, Jesus said, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves." Believe me, but you can't believe. So if you can't, believe because of the works themselves. By seeing the signs and wonders, the powerful works, believe them. Believe. Because these signs and wonders can't be done by human power or medicine or science. These are the things that can be done only by God. So seeing them, you have to believe. Also Psalm 62 verse 11 says, "Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God." The servants who have received the power of God, the prophets, they never changed their attitude. They never betrayed God. It's not possible because God doesn't give His power to a person who will betray God because He knows everything. So He refined them and with trials, and He gave the power only to those who are proper. So those who received it will never change because God knows everything. That's why not many people received the power of God. Therefore, if anybody performs with the power of God, we have to believe that he is in God and God is in him. In this message, let us remember what kinds of powerful works God has been manifesting in this church through me this year. I hope you will give all glory to God the Father with a thankful heart. Dear brothers and sisters, power is the love of God towards the mankind. God the Father let me perform so many powerful works because He wants to bless you with His love for you. Now, what kinds of blessings has God given you through the power of the shepherd in this year? First, God has protected us. Numbers 6:24 says, "The Lord bless you and keep you." Psalm 121, verses 5 to 7 says, "The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul." As spoken, God the Father has kept all our members throughout this year as in previous years. He kept us from disasters, accidents, and diseases. Even if you created a wall of sin and suffered a hardship, God drove away that hardship if you repented. You might think, "Oh, I know somebody who faced a disaster, who got involved in a traffic accident." And just drive away those thoughts and just accept the word with faith. If you understand the truth, you wouldn't be able to say those things. We are protected in the space of the shepherd. We can be protected only in the space of the shepherd. So, for example, if you do not keep the Lord's Day holy, if you miss some Sunday services, if there is some family event, you miss Sunday services. So it means, or you do not come to evening service, or if you miss the Sunday morning service, it doesn't mean you kept the Sunday holy. And if you do not keep the Lord's Day holy, it means you do not acknowledge God. Because you don't acknowledge God, you are saying you believe. It's a falsehood. It's a lie. That's why you can't be protected. Suppose you don't give full tithe. It means you don't have faith. And if you believe, you'll be protected. Because you don't believe, the Word of God says to even test Him. If I do not bless you, because they don't believe God, they don't give tithe. Because you don't believe God, because you feel it's wasteful, you can't give full tithe. That's why you don't receive blessings. So if you're protected, you only have to spend for any emergencies or sicknesses and those things. But because you don't believe, you don't give full tithe. So when, or you don't keep the Lord's Day holy, so when you are in the space of the shepherd, you won't face any disasters. Because you don't keep, you might get involved in traffic accidents. So if somebody gets hurt, seriously, I ask them right away, you didn't keep the Lord's Day holy, did you? You didn't give a full tithe, did you? Then it's 100%. Otherwise, God absolutely protects all Manmin members. Cherin Kim of the First 1-1 Parish was in her 19th week of pregnancy this past April. She suffered premature rupture of the amnion, and the amniotic fluid drained. It was only 19th week. The doctor said she could not sustain the pregnancy. But she had faith that she could just find the cause of the problem and repent of it. Because she had heard a lot of messages. Her husband and both their families also checked their faith and repented of whatever was not right in the sight of God. And then she came to receive my prayer. I prayed that the amniotic fluid would again be filled and the fetus would grow up well. Then the minimum amount of fluid for survival was filled around the mouth of the fetus. For about 100 days since that time, the fetus grew up well in the protection of God and a healthy baby was born. The powerful works did not only take place in the main church but also for overseas members. God worked in the same way for those who believed that the power manifested in this church belongs to God. Linku of Delhi Manmin Church came to walk by himself. For the first time since his birth 18 years ago, through the prayer with handkerchief with power, he had innate paralysis and he could not walk, eat, or even speak by himself. He was brought to Delhi Manmin Church this past May by his cousin, a brother in faith, and he received handkerchief prayer from Pastor Sanghui Kim. These two are actually Brahmin, the highest caste in India. His cousin, Brother Dash Aman, heard about the powerful works taking place through me in the Delhi Book Fair this past February, and he sought God, the Almighty. He brought his aunt and cousin to Delhi Manmin Church, which was 4 hours away, and finally experienced God's power. Linku's paralysis has gotten much better now, and since the muscles of his mouth are moving, he can eat by himself and he is learning to speak too. God is such a good God. If anybody believes and relies on God, He drives away the power of darkness with His great power and keeps us. The second blessing that God the Father has given through the power of the shepherd in this year is financial blessings. During the first half of this year, God the Father moved my heart and let me preach on the blessing chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 28. This had very significant meaning spiritually. For the past several years, I have been telling you that when the time comes, I would command for you to receive blessings from the altar, and you will receive blessings. Do you remember? And that time is the time when you have prepared your spiritual vessels. Personally, it is when you prepared your vessel, and for the church in general, when there is standardization of spirit. And when I command you to receive blessings, you will receive blessings, because many of you who are in spirit will obey without utilizing your own thoughts. Namely, it is when the measure of justice filled, so the original voice coming out from my mouth would have its full effect. And the standardization of spirit was achieved by March 31st this year. It's not that all members of the church went into spirit, but your faith has increased very much. Many of you are on the rock of faith, and many others are in spirit or whole spirit. Many of you came to have the qualifications to receive the blessing written in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." This verse applies to men of spirit. So, for men of spirit, it says beloved. Otherwise, it'll be children, my children. But if it says beloved, it is meant for men of spirit, because they are loved by God. Men of flesh, they are not really loved by God, because they are flesh. But even though you are not in spirit yet, you can still receive blessings to the extent that you have cast away evil from your hearts and cultivate spirit in you. So even though you are not in spirit yet, even though you are not on the rock of faith, if you just keep the word of God, if you try to do that, and if you pray, God still gives you blessings. God the Father has given amazing blessings to some of the men of spirit as if He were showing us a sample. One of them is Elder Sangbaek Lee. And I received blessing since the moment I went into spirit, from the day I went into spirit. And within the couple of months, I paid off all the debts that I had for the past 7 years while I was sick. And we could pay off only the interest, my wife and I had to earn together only to be able to pay off the interest. And because I was in a difficult situation, I never asked for deduction of their interest or the redemption of the debt. And I only planned to pay off everything, both the capital money and the interest, because they helped me when I was in a difficult situation. Of course, they were, it's their business, but because of their money I spent for my medicine and I could eat when I was in a difficult situation. It's a fact. So I have to be thankful. But if you are, just because you are in a difficult situation, and I never thought I wouldn't pay off, or I couldn't pay it back. And eventually, I paid off everything, the debt itself and the interests. And because I did that, there was no barrier of trust relation with God. One of them is Elder Sangbaek Lee. He is in the insurance business, and his results were not good for more than 2 years since he began. He had a hard time making ends meet. Nevertheless, rather than trying to earn more money, he focused on how his soul would prosper.
삶의 초점을 맞추셨습니다.
He walked the right way to the best he could, pursued peace with his partners, and got rid of selfish desires and greed. Even though you are in spirit, according to, please look in, consider what kinds of attitudes you have. He walked the right way to the best he could. Not the best he could, but you have to just walk the right way. Pursued peace with his partners. If his partners were men of spirit, it would be easy to have peace. But because they were not in spirit, they could be different ideas. But anyway, you have to try to pursue peace. Once peace is broken, the work of Satan begins and you can't receive blessings. Pursued peace with his partners and got rid of selfish desires and greed. So with, if you have, as long as you have selfish desires and greed, you can't be blessed. Elders, you have to cast away selfish desires and greed. Once greed is conceived, it will give birth to death, sin. And God won't just leave you to go the way of death. So as long as you have greed, God won't bless you. So only after getting rid of these things, you can really receive full blessings. Even since the opening of the church, God said, if your elders in the church get rid of greed, I can bless them as much as they want. So sometimes I said so, but because they couldn't cast it away, all the time in their businesses and everything, they had the selfish desires, greed. So, because of those things, they couldn't walk the right way. So the blessing of God is the actual true blessing. He prayed fervently to cast away sinful natures and worshipped in spirit and truth. So this is very important too, worship in spirit and truth. I always watch you in your prayer meetings. And there are people who have to receive answers, great answers, big answers, who have to be healed of cancers and serious diseases. When I see them, I pray for them. But those people, they are dozing off sometimes. Then I won't have faith. I wouldn't be able to have faith to pray for them because they are disappointing God. They are grieving God so much. If you are full of the Spirit, you won't have any drowsiness. If you're full of hope of heaven and spirit, you'll be always on the alert and you won't lose the fullness of the spirit. Because you lose the fullness of spirit, you get drowsiness. He worshipped in spirit and truth, and especially he praised God with all his heart. Eventually, he cultivated a heart of spirit on March 31st of this year. Now, what do you think happened? God began to bless him in full scale beginning this past April. So he went into spirit on March 31st. So God began to bless him from April in full scale. In the past, he was giving about a $100 tithe, but the tithe was multiplied many times over. So if it's $1,000, it is 10 times. If it's $2,000, it is 20 times bigger. Now he is receiving that kind of a blessing. God the Father fulfills his words. God will not let those who love God and live by his word suffer from financial difficulty. He can bless us 30, 60, 100 times more, and even more than that, according to our faith. Since the opening of the church until now, I receive so much blessing personally. I've always been the first in my tithe. Even when I was in another church before the opening of this church, I was always the number one in tithe and the amount of thanks offerings. And since the opening of this church, I've always been number one in my tithe, in my thanksgiving offerings, festivity offerings. In all offerings, I'm the number one. And there's so much gap with the number two. And I hope you will catch up and receive so much blessing. But it's not happening yet. But anyway, you are receiving a greater blessings. Your tithes are increasing. I'm thankful for that. In the past, there were only some hundreds who are giving more than $500 tithe. Now, many of you are receiving so much blessing. There is $1,000 more than so many more. Anyway, you receive much more blessings. And because God is blessing me so much, so whatever I received, most of it I gave for the kingdom of God, and the rest I gave for charitable work and for overseas missionary works. As said in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. The whole world and all it contains belong to God. Proverbs 22:4 says, the reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have reverent fear of God and cast away evil so that you can also receive and enjoy riches and honor. Dear brothers and sisters, the third blessing that God the Father has given us through the power of the shepherd this year is changing of our hearts. It is never an easy thing to change a person's heart. But you were changed by the words of life and the power of the shepherd, and your measures of faith increased. Especially in this world that is full of sins, your hearts are not stained by sins and evil anymore, but rather, you are able to cultivate holiness in you. How amazing a blessing this is. This cannot be done only by human willpower. So what is the reason that you have been able to achieve holiness relatively easily? It's because you are supplied with strong power that leads you to the truth. In other words, you are affected by the power of recreation, working through the original voice. Ezekiel 36:26-27 says, moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And seeing Senior Deaconess Gumsan Vin this time, I was surprised. She changed so much within several weeks. Her face is full of mildness. And I said to a lady pastor, Pastor, learn from this senior deaconess Gumsan Bin. You break down your self-righteousness and pride, come into spirit quickly. She changed so much. The 40% is so much. Because she changed so much, she reached the 80%, 80th percentile of the fourth level. And of course, she was humble and meek in the past, but the level was, the dimension was different. Right now, she has a meekness without any her self-righteousness and frameworks. If you have your self-righteousness and frameworks, even though you're meek, you still have your thoughts. But now, she doesn't have the kind of self-righteousness. So it is a complete meekness, not within her own frameworks. So that is true meekness and true goodness. So only by doing that, of course, she'll go into the Holy Spirit. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. As said, God the Father has given us the Holy Spirit, and as the end draws near, the works of the Holy Spirit are revealed as great power. God the Father has given me even the power of recreation in the works of the Holy Spirit. With this power of recreation, one can not only manifest signs and wonders, but also break the free will of man and revive the dead spirit. This power was allowed in the love of the Father, who wants to save even just one more soul in this end time, which is filled with sins to the fullest extent. In this generation, it is very difficult to grasp the chance of salvation due to prevalence of the works of the enemy, devil, and Satan. The conditions are getting worse for the seeds of life in men's heart to be awakened by the Holy Spirit. The more evil they become, the more difficult it is to save even just one soul. And also, I have to lead these people to be changed. And furthermore, even if their spirits were revived and were saved, many of them corrupt again. The enemy devil, they always constantly tempt, and people are tempted. It's like selling their own souls. They were going towards New Jerusalem, but they turn towards hell. It's like selling their souls by being tempted. This world, it's very easy to be tempted. The conditions are getting worse for the seeds of life in men's heart to be awakened by the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, even if their spirits were revived and were saved, many of them corrupt again. But with the power of recreation, a dead spirit can be revived. It is such amazing grace of the Father God. If a dead spirit can be revived, how much more easy would it be for a hardened heart to be softened, namely to be sanctified? And you are the witnesses. In this year alone, you have realized your own evil, which you had not been able to realize even for decades, and your hearts were renewed to a significant extent. And as you cultivate good and sincere hearts, your faith is also rapidly increasing. The following testimonies show this is not exclusive to the members of the main church. Overseas members are also experiencing the same words. Dear brothers and sisters, this year too, God the Father has given us so much grace and blessing. He gave me, the shepherd of this church, His power, and He kept us in all things to the extent that the members were united in trust and love. He gave us financial blessings and let us renew our hearts. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, I hope you will remember how great the grace and love is that you have received, and give thanks to God from the depths of your hearts. Such blessings will continue to be poured down upon us. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that in your lives you will always give glory to God the Father and have testimonies of blessings flowing like a fountain that never runs out. Let us pray. Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, make them whole. Father, from the United States, Vasily Palikov, and Tatiana Shurak, Tatiana Tabarak, Moldova, Yagi Reruli of Switzerland, Akaro Simos of Bolivia, Wuling Chen, Chen Sing Chen, Li Jin Hong, Zhang Xian, Liu Fu, He Wu Jin, Li Li Dai, Dai Shilong, Jia Sifei, Li Junxia, Li Yihang, Wang Chao Chao, 何秀珍、金秀美、金道明、李文平、金黄莲、陈秀和、吉中中、Lay your hands on them, and I don't have time to mention their names of the diseases. Father, you know, burn all the diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All germs and viruses go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed, light come. Father, protect all their internal organs, all cancers, third stage, last stage cancers, metastasized cancers, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. All cancers, pneumonia, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Father, thank you. Drive away all skin diseases and give them spiritual and physical health. Answer to the desires of their hearts and their prayers. And there are subscribers of In Victory website and TV in Russia, viewers, bless them and heal them. Touch them. Light come. Father, thank you. Give them peace throughout this week. And also, give them peace throughout the coming weeks and protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while they're driving. Lord, thank you. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, let them enjoy their lunch. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.